The White House Report.
The former president of Pittsburgh's Tree of Life Synagogue says President Trump is not welcome in Pittsburgh, but President Trump will be traveling to Pittsburgh Tuesday with First Lady Melania Trump to pay his respects to those who lost their lives and to the family members of those who lost their lives at the Tree of Life over the weekend in the Squirrel Hill community of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, White House press secretary, offered an emotional statement about the tragedy where 11 people were killed Saturday in the mass shooting at the Tree of Life synagogue.
I want to begin today with a few words about the heinous killing of 11 Jewish Americans at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania on Saturday. As you know, the shooter is in custody and the FBI is on the scene leading the investigation with the support of state and local law enforcement. This atrocity was a chilling act of mass murder. It was an act of hatred. And above all, it was an act of evil. Anti-Semitism is a plague to humanity and it is responsible for many of the worst horrors in human history. We all have a duty to confront anti-Semitism in all its forms and everywhere and anywhere it appears. The American people reject hatred, bigotry, prejudice, and violence. We are a nation that believes in religious liberty, tolerance, and respect. And we are a people who cherish the dignity of every human life. Today, America grieves for the precious lives that were cruelly stolen. Our hearts ache for every person who lost a loved one. The 11 Jewish Americans who were horribly murdered represented the very best of our nation. They were brothers and sisters who looked out for each other. They were doctors who cared for citizens in need. They were proud grandparents who taught their grandchildren to value faith, family, and country. And they were the religious heart of the Tree of Life community. Our nation mourns the loss of these extraordinary Americans, and we also pray for those who were wounded. Our hearts are with the four brave police officers who were shot and injured while trying to stop the attack. We thank God for these officers and for every member of law enforcement who responded swiftly and bravely. In the wake of the attack, we have witnessed Americans of every faith and tradition coming together to mourn with their fellow citizens, to support one another, and to stand in solidarity with America's Jewish community. The president cherishes the American Jewish community for everything it stands for and contributes to our country. He adores Jewish Americans as part of his own family. The president is the grandfather of several Jewish grandchildren. His daughter is a Jewish American, and his son-in-law is a descendant of Holocaust survivors. Tomorrow, the President and First Lady will travel to Pennsylvania to express the support of the American people and grieve with the Pittsburgh community.
April Ryan, AURN News.